According to the Feynman sum over histories, time travel into the past does, in a way, occur on the scale of single particles. In Feynman's method, an ordinary particle moving forward in time is equivalent to an antiparticle moving backward in time. In his mathematics, you can regard a particle-antiparticle pair that are created together and then annihilate each other as a single particle moving on a closed loop in space-time. To see this, first picture the process in the traditional way. At a certain time, say time A, a particle and antiparticle are created. Both move forward in time. Then at a later time, time B, they interact again and annihilate each other. Before A and after B, neither particle exists. According to Feynman, though, you can look at this differently. At A, a single particle is created. It moves forward in time to B, and then it returns back in time to A. Instead of a particle and antiparticle moving forward in time together, there is just a single object moving in a loop from A to B and back again. When the object is moving forward in time from A to B, it is called a particle. But when the object is traveling back in time from B to A, it appears as an antiparticle traveling forward in time. Such time travel can produce observable effects. For instance, suppose that one member of the particle-antiparticle pair, say the antiparticle, falls into a black hole, leaving the other member without a partner with which to annihilate. The forsaken particle might fall into the hole as well, but it might also escape from the vicinity of the black hole. If so, to an observer at a distance, it would appear to be a particle emitted by the black hole. You can, however, have a different but equivalent intuitive picture of the mechanism for emission of radiation from black holes. You can regard the member of the pair that fell into the black hole, say the antiparticle, as a particle traveling backward in time out of the hole. When it gets to the point at which the particle-antiparticle pair appeared together, it is scattered by the gravitational field of the black hole into a particle traveling forward in time and escaping from the black hole. Or, if instead it was the particle member of the pair that fell into the black hole, you could regard it as an antiparticle traveling back in time and coming out of the black hole. Thus, the radiation by black holes shows that quantum theory allows time travel back in time on a microscopic scale. We can therefore ask whether quantum theory allows the possibility that, once we advance in science and technology, we might eventually manage to build a time machine. At first sight, it seems it should be possible. The Feynman sum over histories proposal is supposed to be over all histories. Thus, it should include histories in which space-time is so warped that it is possible to travel into the past. Yet even if the known laws of physics do not seem to rule out time travel, there are other reasons to question whether it is possible. One question is this: if it's possible to travel into the past, why hasn't anyone come back from the future and told us how to do it? There might be good reasons why it would be unwise to give us the secret of time travel at our present primitive state of development, but unless human nature changes radically, it is difficult to believe that some visitor from the future wouldn't spill the beans. Of course, some people would claim that sightings of UFOs are evidence that we are being visited either by aliens or by people from the future. Given the great distance of other stars, if the aliens were to get here in reasonable time, they would need faster-than-light travel, so the two possibilities may be equivalent. A possible way to explain the absence of visitors from the future would be to say that the past is fixed because we have observed it and seen that it does not have the kind of warping needed to allow travel back from the future. On the other hand, the future is unknown and open, so it might well have the curvature required. This would mean that any time travel would be confined to the future. There would be no chance of Captain Kirk and the Starship Enterprise turning up at the present time.